Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. The Bible tells us that God is our ever-present help in times of need. Therefore, we, like David, can cry out to God, "Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me," and He will answer us. In today's message, Pastor Joel concludes the series entitled, "From the Pit to the Promise, Our Help Comes from the Lord."
Jesus says, "Take my yoke upon you. Let me take that burden off of you before you get yourself in a deeper pit, before you get yourself in trouble." That's what we have to think about. You can be yoked together with a smart aleck attitude where you think you know everything. And you won't listen to anybody. You want to go your own way. That type of thing. We're seeing that now. We see it in our political people. We're seeing it in governments. You could be yoked together with a lying spirit, where you tell the public one thing and you do something else. There's somebody else right next to you. Now that person has to lie, and now they're telling a lie. You see what I mean? We need to be yoked together with Jesus, every one of us.
Amen.
Every one of us. And that's what he's talking about. Jesus is saying, whatever yoke you find yourself under, if you sincerely get with him, he will take the load off you. He'll take the burden right off of you. But you must allow him to do it. Time is running out. Because he won't force you. Oh, no. He didn't force any of my brothers. My brothers were something else. They were known on the south side of Chicago. Nobody messed with you when you were with them Joneses. I'm telling you, we walked down the street together. People move out the way. And they were smart men. Very intelligent. Maybe too intelligent. See what I mean? Because you really couldn't tell them anything. Well, their time ran out. Their time ran out. They're no longer here. Their time ran out. And now time is running out for many of us who are still here. Many, in fact, okay, many people. As a matter of fact, God has put the whole world on notice. Have you noticed? God's put us on notice. Have you noticed? We all know about this coronavirus, COVID-19. This is a wake-up call. Friends, this is a wake-up call. This is a real wake-up call. This is a wake-up call. The world has one of the loudest wake-up calls, probably one of the loudest wake-up calls God has put on the world in modern times, probably is this COVID-19 thing, because it swept across the whole world. I said, next to the flood, this is probably one of the bigger events. Think about it. If it's not, it's running a close second or third or fourth. It's certainly in the top 10, I believe. You gotta know, this is running a close, it's close in modern history as I see it. And time doesn't wait for anybody, all right? It seems that the clock is ticking faster and faster and faster. Yeah. The days seem like they're just flying by. But the Lord is constant and he is unchanging. Watch this. Take us to Deuteronomy, Pastor. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19.
I called heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live.
All right, read 20 as well while you're at it.
That you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him, for he is your life and length and your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give them. Amen.
All right, thank you.
For your word.
Thank you, Pastor. You see, it's really up to us. This scripture, Jesus is, the Lord is telling us. He says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you today that I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore, choose life that your descendants may live. All right? That's very important. Okay? It's for that you and your descendants shall live if you choose what I have for you. That's what the Lord is saying. Then it says that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice. All right? Obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. That's important. God wants us to cling to him. Hmm. How many of you know that when you're in a pit, you got to cling to the person trying to get you out? Okay, when somebody, you hold over a cliff, you ever seen those movies? And the guy's falling off the cliff, he's hanging on, he said, take my hand, grab it, grab it. Or if they grab an arm, it will pull your arm out of socket because they're clinging to you.
Yes.
And the Lord said, that's how you got to cling to me, okay? If somebody's in quicksand, you're going to pull them out, they're going to pull you down with them. You got to get somebody to anchor themselves around a tree and reach in there and then slowly pull you out. Sometimes they got to talk you out and say, come on, don't stop. Keep moving. Come on, you're almost out. You ever seen Tarzan? When they be in the quicksand, he go, oh, yeah, 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 and he jump in there and pull people. There's always somebody drowning in quicksand in those old Tarzan movies. But it gives you a good visual of what God is saying. Cling to me. He said that you may cling to him, for he is your life and the length of your days. He's your life and the length of your days. And he says you can dwell in the land which he swore to our fathers. See, God has a plan for us. He knows how long we're going to be here. We don't know. God knows, okay? So this is really a key right here that you see is really up to us. We can receive blessings or we can receive cursings. And God still will not force you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
But he will allow some discomfort. He's not above allowing some plagues, some sickness, and in some cases, death to sweep across the world in order to save the world. That's the deal. I hope we all gain that understanding and soon, because as I said, the clock is ticking and the world needs to climb out of this pit before it deepens.
Yes.
But how? How is this to be done? Well, let's look at a couple of things. Let's go to Ezekiel. Oh boy, when you hear that book, Ezekiel, you're about to hear some stuff. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 18. Ezekiel chapter 18.
Ezekiel 18.
And then go to verses 21 to 25, Pastor.
Ezekiel 18, 21 to 25. Ezekiel 18, 21 to 25 tells us, but if a wicked man turns from all his sins, which he has committed, keeps all of my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him, because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live.
And he shall live.
31 says, 23 says, do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, says the Lord God, and not that he should turn from his ways and live? But when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered because of the unfaithfulness of which he is guilty and the sin which he has committed. Because of them, he shall die.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Now listen, I want to go over this because this scripture is very important. Because what the Lord is saying here is if the wicked will turn from their wicked ways and begin following God's laws, basically, they'll live. These are wicked people. They've done wicked things, all right? They've practiced wickedness. He says if they do that, but they turn away from that wickedness, they shall surely live. That's what verse 21 says, all right? Let me get back to that. Yeah, he shall surely live, he shall not die, all right? That's what verse 21 says. Now, that part should be pretty self-explanatory. We understand that. But what about further down in verse 24? Let's just go down to 24. Now, 24 says, but when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? You would think, yes, he should, wouldn't you? You would think, yes, he should. This is a rhetorical question. When the Lord asked a rhetorical question, he already is saying, you should know the answer to this. Now, it says, shall he live? If the righteous man, well, if you look at it on face level, you say, well, the wicked man lived. He did wickedness, and once he did righteousness, he lived. Well, why wouldn't the righteous man who has done righteously and then did a wicked act, why would he die? I mean, that's the way it would appear to be, okay? All right? But it says that when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, now watch the words now, and does according to all the abominations of the wicked, all the abominations of the wicked, the righteousness previously done by him shall not be remembered. It shall not be counted as relevant. I'm paraphrasing relevant. But it shall not be remembered. And that's basically how the text reads in verse 24. This is important. This is what it's saying. Now, on the face of it, like I said, at first glance, it seems unfair. And that's why it questions, is the Lord unfair? That's what it's saying. That's what it says in verse 25. It says, yet you say the way of the Lord is not fair. He says, hear now, O house of Israel. Is it not my way which is fair and your ways which are not fair? That's what the Lord is saying. He said, you better go back and check this. I'm more than fair. And the Lord, there's a reason for that. See, on the face of it, at first glance, it seems unfair that a wicked person gets a pardon when he turns from his wickedness. Have you seen people been living their lives all doing all kinds of things, dirty, down, dirty, low down, backstabbers, and you see all that going on, and then they come to the Lord and they just get carte blanche blessings all over the place. Well, the Lord said they turn from their wicked ways, right? Okay, now listen. So that if that person gets a pardon when he turns from his wickedness, while on the other hand, a man who is righteous crosses over into transgression territory, but his faith is death. So what gives? What's going on? Here's what's being said, and we all need to listen to this. You all might know this already. But here's what's being said. A person who is truly righteous, listen up, y'all. Listen up, church. A person that's truly righteous, okay, cannot turn from the righteousness of God and accept unrighteousness. Say it again. A person who is truly righteous in the Lord cannot turn and start doing all the abominations that unrighteous people do. Lately, I saw a blurb. I don't even know what a blurb is. But I saw something on YouTube or somewhere where there's a pastor who walked away from the faith. He walked away from the faith and he said that he no longer has faith. His faith has waned and he no longer believes in Jesus. He was saying things like that. And he started questioning the Bible. He said, I'm sorry, I've lost my faith. And this is a pastor, very well known. You all might know him. I forgot his name. But anyway, what's that church he's with? I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, it's on YouTube. Anyway, he said he doesn't believe anymore. He said he doesn't believe, and he said that there's some things in the Bible that he just doesn't make sense. It was two of these guys. One was a musician and one was a pastor, and they both said, I'm out. And if you, again, question is, were they ever in? Were they ever in? See, according to this scripture, see, a lot of people say they're righteous. Righteous on the outside, like people dress it up. But are you dressed on the inside? That's what we're talking about. Now, let's watch this. Let's go to 1 John 3, verses 6 to 7. And I'm going to close out in a little while. I'm getting ready to close out. I don't have much to say today. But let's go here. 1 John 3, verse 6 and 7. Pastor, can you read that for us? And we'll get back to Ezekiel.
1 John 3, verses...
6 and 7.
6 and 7. whoever abides in him does not sin.
And we're talking about whoever abides in Christ now.
Whoever brought by
him. That's what he means by him. Does not sin. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Whoever abides in him does not sin.
Does not sin.
Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him.
Mm-hmm.
Little children, let no one deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
He who practices righteousness is righteous.
He who practices righteousness is righteous.
Just as he is righteous.
Just as he is righteous.
He who sins is of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
For the devil has sinned from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God.
Thank you, thank you. That's what they say on the street. That's what we call real talk, okay? That's real. Now we're seeing what righteousness is, okay? Whoever abides in him, meaning Jesus Christ, if you truly abide in Jesus Christ, you're not going to sin. We say, well, wait a minute, Pastor, how is that? Romans 3, 23 and 24 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all say that. We say, you just said we're all under the sway of the wicked one. Yes, we are. All that's true. All that's true. But he who abides in him does not sin to the point that what? That we practice sinning.
Yes.
That we look forward to it. That we do it so much that we're good at it. Okay? We'll lie right off the top of the hat just for no reason and do the same thing with no remorse.
Help us, Lord.
That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. That's what the Lord is talking about. Whoever sins has neither seen him or known him. Guess what? You said you were in church. You said you were on the worship. You were a soloist. You were a psalmist. You were a deacon. You were whatever. Uh-huh. And you said, God, I'm the one. This is what I do. I was made for this. God said, you never knew me. See, this is important. This goes back to Matthew 7:21, where Jesus says in the last day, many will say, Lord, Lord, did I do all these things for you? He said, depart from me. Guess what? I never knew you, and you didn't know me.
Hmm.
That's what it's saying right here. This is what the Word of God is saying. When you see a pastor who has been pastoring a flock for years, he's got people following him, and then he comes up one day and says, I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm in it. I'm out of it. I'm not in it anymore.
I don't want to play.
Huh? Was he ever of us? As the scripture said, they went out from us that it may be made manifest that they were never of us. That's what the scripture says. See, God knows his people. We can't fool God. We can't fool the Lord. He said, he who is righteous, you're going to be righteous. You're not going to go out and keep doing the same thing. You're not going to do it. It's going to eat you up if you try to do it. That's what the Lord is saying. We need to check ourselves. He said, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous just as he is righteous. We always say greater is he in us than he is in the world. So if he's in you, how are you going to be unrighteous?
Hmm.
Think about it. If he's greater than the Holy Spirit is greater than those unholy spirits, why are we following the unholy spirits? This is Bible 101. It's basic. And that's what the Lord is saying. This man that left the church, then they started coming up with pictures, see? First he said, well, I'm not in this, and he apologized to the LGBT community. Why? Now that was a clue right there. When that happened, I said, okay, now we're seeing some things. He was in the LGBT parade, QXYZ parade. He was in the parade. This is a pastor in the parade. Something's wrong with the picture, right? If you represent your father, and he says, abstain from every form of evil, while you were a pastor, while you were doing all these things, you're still walking in a gay parade, and the Lord said, I hate pride, and this is a gay pride parade, and here's my pastor, my son, my leader, feeding my flock, and he's walking in pride, in a gay pride parade? Come on, y'all. This is real talk, and some people don't want to tell it like it is. But the Lord says, back to the scripture, that if you're righteous, you won't do these things. So let's go back to Ezekiel. Let's go on back. Going back to Ezekiel 8, 21 to 25. That righteous man is indicative of a man who is righteous. The Lord is saying, this righteous man, when he sins, he shall not live. You know why? Because plenty of people are righteous in their own eyes. That's what he means. If you're righteous in your own eyes, such as men and women who are outwardly righteous before others, but inside and in their dark times, and when they take off the clothes, and when they get away from the church, they do other things, it's all a floor show. But the Lord knows. That's why he's saying. We got Christian artists, we got leaders, we got even prayer warriors. This passage is saying, so-called, Pastor Annalisa said, so-called prayer warriors. This passage is saying, if they can turn around and commit iniquity, practice iniquity, huh? And I want you all to pay attention to the wording in verse 24. The Lord says, who does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does. If you can't separate your sin from somebody else's who doesn't even know the world, who doesn't know the Lord, there's something wrong. Then the Lord asks, rhetorically, shall this man live? When he's trampling the covenant of the Son of God underfoot, making it a common thing, as it says in Hebrews. That's what the Lord is talking about. The Lord is saying that man or woman wasn't righteous to begin with, okay? Not in practicing iniquity. So I hope we all got that. So we're going to move on. We're going to move away from that, all right? Okay, let's move on to where the world is now. We're all in the grip of this plague. We're all in the grip of this pestilence. We're being held up, unable to move from the pit. All right? I said, God's people, we're in a foxhole. We're hunkering down. But the whole world is in a pit right now. This is a time of reflection, which is meant to lead to revival, renewal, and rebirth. That's what the Lord gave me. It's meant to lead to revival, renewal, and rebirth. That's what it is. And the wickedness of this world must cease. That's what he's saying, you all. Whether the wicked people are unchurched, or whether they're people who are in church and practicing wickedness, they are still wicked. So we got to search some ways, you know, we got to look at ourselves. So where do you look to find help? Well, the psalmist says in Psalm 121 and 1, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord. It's just that simple. All right? So, in closing, friends, God is saying, know where your help comes from. All right? Your help comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. All right? Again, his death, his burial, and resurrection has made it possible for mankind, for this world, to come out of this pit and into the promise of a new life, a righteous life in Christ. Now, as well as with Christ throughout eternity to come. Amen.
Amen. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page. at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us for our weekly Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. Walk with us through the Bible Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for another powerful message with Pastor Joel. Until next time.
Got to serve somebody, might as well.